Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Al and Jerry, the Wonder Twins of WFAN.
All right, 5:45. We are that close to the Boomer and Geo program. Nice to have you with us. The morning after a lousy Nick loss. Mets won, Yankees lost, Islanders out. Lots going on, actually.
Yeah, Jerry, there was a brouhaha in baseball last night. You know I love a good brouhaha, Jerry.
And this one really was, actually.
Yeah, this was Rays Brewers.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a hit batsman.
No, something was going on here.
Something was going on here, Jerry.
I don't know the details of it, other than I did watch the fight.
Yes. So, let's see. Earlier in the game, this fella on the...
this is hilarious.
This Jose Siri, Jerry.
Okay.
He's on the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
He hit a home run against Peralta. And in his next at-bat, Peralta hit him and got ejected.
Well, there's more to it. He kind of styled, did a little bat drop, kind of hung out.
He did a style profiling.
He was styling.
On his home run.
Correct.
Okay. That happens.
It does.
It's a look at me kind of
I love it.
Year.
Yeah. And something like that. I think in the Yankee game, there was something similar.
There was a stare down situation with Juan Soto.
But nothing like came.
Nothing happened.
Nobody got stupid about it.
Yeah. So then later in the game, Jose Siri grounded out against Abner Uribe. They exchanged words, and then Uribe threw a punch, Jerry.
Over the umpire.
Over the umpire.
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me, there was this pitcher on the Atlanta Braves in the 80s, Pascual Perez.
I remember Pascual Perez.
Yeah, I think he, one time against the Mets, was throwing punches as a thin pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But this was actual punches thrown, Jerry.
Several, actually.
Several, exactly.
This looked like a cartoon where you get the scrum and the dust, you know, would be flying, and you would see arms flailing. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
I love to see a good baseball, like where somebody throws an actual punch, though.
Right, you want to see like Nolan Ryan?
Yeah,
you're gonna come at me, I'm gonna punch you right back.
Yeah, none of this.
It started
like,
with some open-handed slaps.
It did, but they were throwing.
Yeah,
they were throwing.
It started with a slap fight.
Mm-hmm.
A one-on-one slap fight, Jerry.
Which, if you think about it, especially as a pitcher, makes sense. A lot less chances you're going to hurt yourself with an open hand than with a fist.
I can no longer punch people, Jerry, because my
your fingers might break.
Yeah, my fists might shatter.
Your bones.
I have very thin bones. So my fighting days
are over.
How
much has that consumed you?
All day yesterday.
You're sucking down milk all afternoon and cheese?
Yeah, just milk, cheese. Yep, I'm just getting
calcium pills.
Just eating calcium pills, Jerry, vitamin D. I'm just give it all to me. I did Google this morning, foods high in calcium.
I'm sure you did. Anything stand out as a surprise?
No, there were no surprises.
Cottage
seed
cheese,
oils.
Yogurt.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, all the dairy, like all milk.
All things you really don't eat, right?
No, I eat. I have a nice gigantic bowl of yogurt in the morning.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
We just started that today?
No, I've been eating that a while. But other than that, I'm trying to think. I don't need a lot of
right
dairy after that.
Having the Breyers ice cream
every night. You're going to see me walking around. You see sometimes those tools in the gym that are walking around with a gallon of water.
Yes, you'll be walking around with a gallon of milk.
Gallon of milk.
Be careful, because I watched a golf challenge recently where they had to drink a gallon of milk while playing 18 holes.
Oh. Yeah.
Everybody vomits.
Yeah, you can't drink a lot of milk.
No, so be careful.
Also in baseball, Jerry, yesterday the Diamondbacks-Dodgers game in Arizona was delayed 2 hours.
Was this the bee swarm?
Yeah, there was a gigantic swarm of bees at the top of the protective netting behind home plate.
Yeah.
So they get this beekeeper. Why they chose the guy who's 45 minutes away, I don't know. But he comes flying down. He said there was no traffic. Gets up on this giant ladder, Jerry, and he didn't kill the bees, because God forbid you kill the bees, the PETA King will come after you, PETA. But they got the thing down. The crowd loved him so much, they had him throw out the first pitch.
How cool is that?
Beekeeper, Jerry.
Not bad.
And he was playing into it. Even when he got there, he was and he came in, he was saying,
you know, he's a showman.
Oh, 100%. He stepped right in.
He's a showman, Jerry.
Nice.
Think he could be a beekeeper?
He got the... Me?
Yeah.
No.
With proper training?
No. I could, yes. I'm not... No, no thank you.
You're not interested?
No.
That's got to be something you're into as like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet if you interviewed this guy, he'd be like, I was catching bees when I was 3 years old.
Well, you're right. It's like the alligator chasers. It's like the people that can pick up a New York City rat and think it's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different type.
What do you think is a more impressive skill? The beekeeper?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guys who can get an alligator out of your swimming
pool. The gator guys.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, listen, a bee swarm can kill you for sure if you get stung a million times. But the gator, I mean, you want to talk about a painful, the bee thing is too.
Yeah, but the beekeeper's wearing a...
He's protected.
Yeah.
You could be protected with the gator. They're still going to chomp you down.
Yeah, those gator guys that come to pull gators out of swimming pools in Florida, they show up in flip-flops.
What do you think they're like? I'm not even joking. What do you think their life insurance costs? What do you do for a living?
No, my health is fine.
I hunt gators. Yeah. I mean, my God, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be 4 or 5 times what we pay.
That is such an impressive skill.
I agree.
To be able to.
And to be fearless.
Yeah. Because really, you just have to get the gator's mouth closed.
I know that.
They have no power, Jerry, to open their mouth.
And yet one slip and your arm's gone.
Right. And they're slippery creatures. They're slimy.
Yeah, no, thank you. Gator boys.
The Gator boys.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Gator boys.
Not my thing.
And then I saw this tweeted out from a Marlins beat writer. This is from April 29th, so that would be 2 days ago, Jerry.
Just for the record, we haven't mentioned the Mets yet.
And
you are on the Marlins.
The Mets lost, right?
No, they won.
Beat the Cubs 4-2.
The Mets won, yeah.
The Yankees lost.
Win. Yes.
The Marlins paid attendance the other night, Jerry.
Oh, let me guess.
Okay. Who's from a Marlins beat writer at the game April 29th,
All I'll say is I've seen highlights of Marlins games this week. Who are they playing?
I don't even know.
I will say paid attendance, 6,800.
It was under that. It was just over 6,000 paid attendance.
I mean, because the A's have games where they're doing 3,500. But I understand that from the standpoint of... They're gone. They're leaving.
Right.
They're pissed off, and they're not going to go support the team. I totally understand that. Even though I would still go, great, great cheap seats available.
Yeah, have a good time at the ballpark.
The Marlin thing is, that was a playoff team last year. No one cares. It's amazing. I took that trip, I guess it was 4 or 5 years ago, where we went to see Mets Marlins.
Oh, yeah.
We went to 2 games down there, weekend. And I would say... maybe 12,000 people, and 9,000 of them were Met fans. No one cares.
They got a parking lot there?
Yeah, great parking lot. You park literally, I would say, 2 games in Florida that I went to that summer, the Marlins trip, we went to Orlando, went to a Tampa Rays game. I could have taken out a tape measure to see which one was closer to the front door.
So that's not the issue.
Well, there's no one there. Even the Rays game I went to the year prior to that was Rays Angels. Mike Trout was actually healthy, unlike now where he got hurt again yesterday or 2 days ago. It was Rays Angels. We sat in the 7th row for like $30, and parking was 20 feet from the front door.
Yeah.
I mean, what an easy way to go to a... No one cares down there. It's fascinating. So, but let's build a new stadium. What the hell? We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you to Boomer and Geo. Right now, we've got an Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy's out, so we got Bart Winkler talking NBA playoffs.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry,
the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got about a minute left, and then Boomer and Geo standing by for the Wednesday program. What else, Al?
Great. We got reports yesterday that the Giants did offer the Patriots a trade situation to move up. So maybe they did want a quarterback. Because okay. Now we're pretending we want Daniel Jones, and that was the game plan all along. You don't care.
No, because they didn't make the trade.
They didn't.
They didn't draft a quarterback, mm-hmm. and they have Daniel Jones.
Right. So, and now, once again.
Where'd this report come from? Which side? The Giants side or the Daniel Jones side or J.J. McCarthy side who felt like he was lied to? It came from somebody.
Somebody, Jerry. And then here's the thing. FanDuel's got the Giants over-under at.
Oh, let me guess. 6.5.
Yep. Again, we're going into another Giants season where their over-under is at 6.5.
Yeah, well, at least for you, you've got the Aaron Rodgers and the Jets this year. And he won't break his leg.
You better hope so, Jerry. He may have bones like me.
He better now not what? Have bones like you.
I hope he got scanned over this summer.
You imagine? Maybe he's got tendons like you.
Something. He's maybe. Got some sort
he's
of weakness.
Something, yeah.
Could you imagine if you got tackled right now? You, like, legit might break.
Now I'll sue somebody.
Do you want to do it right now?
No, I do not. No,
those days are over.
Get a little bit of this frustration out.
No more molecules.
WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1 New York. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.